Chapter 218. The excellence of spending out of charity during Ramadan. 1222. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was the most generous of the men, and he was the most generous during the month of Ramadan, when Jibreel visited him every night and recited the Quran to him. During this period, the generosity of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, waxed faster than the rain-bearing wind." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith induces us to do two good things frequently and with full preparation in the month of Ramadan. First, benevolence and generosity, so that people get maximum time for worship and reduce their mundane affairs during this month. Second, recitation of the Quran and Madarsa, reading and hearing the Quran from one another, as is done by two Hufaz in this manner. The reason for the stress on the Quran is that the Quran and the month of Ramadan are closely linked with each other. The Quran was revealed in this month. 1223. Aisha r.a. anha reported, "When the last 10 nights of Ramadan would begin, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would keep awake at night for prayer and devotion, awaken his family, and prepare himself to be more diligent in worship." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The entire month of Ramadan is a spring season for virtues, worship, and obedience of Allah, but its last 10 days are the peak of this season of worship. Therefore, one must strive hard in the last 10 days and nights of this month to follow the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to seek the pleasure of Allah and to attain the benefits of Laylatul Qadr, which occurs during this period. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to make special arrangement for observing itikaf, and we must also follow this practice of his.